Steve, I appreciate it very much. Right timing, right crowd. I came at the right time because you can see the rain out there. But it is a pleasure. I want to say, and actually on both these pieces of legislation, it fits in. Folks have heard me say this time and time again, but it's worth repeating. Wisconsin's open for business. And what we're talking about is exactly about that. I was with, about a week and a half ago, I was in New Jersey at CNBC with your CEO here at Schneider, and Chris and I were having a good chat. It was interesting talking about, not only from a national perspective when it comes to motor carriers, but talking about the implication that you can see the ebbs and the flows in the economy by motor carriers. Not just Schneider, but all the motor carriers are here. We're blessed in the state to have some of the top performing motor carriers in the country, not only in this part of the state, but throughout the state of Wisconsin. And to see that as motor carriers are doing well, as product is getting distributed not only throughout Wisconsin and the Midwest, but all across the country and around the globe, that is a sign of how well or how not well the economy is doing. And we want to make sure we not only make it affordable for motor carriers to do business and hire people here, we want to have an economy where people are wanting to ship because we've got products to sell and we've got products to distribute around the Midwest. And so this piece of legislation, plus in a moment I'm going to talk about the changes in terms of hydroelectric here in the state of Wisconsin, what that means for business. But both of these pieces of legislation ties in to what not only I, but members of the legislature are here who've authored these bills and helped us in other pro-job, pro-business pieces of legislation. Each of these have bipartisan support because in the end, it's not about Republican jobs, it's not about Democrat jobs, it's about Wisconsin jobs. And so what we're doing is trying to fundamentally help put more people to work. Now, our numbers for June haven't come out yet. They'll come out in about a week. But the good news up front is we've had, in the first 5 months of this year, 26,000 new jobs created in the private sector. About 13,000 of those jobs are in manufacturing. So for an industry that they said was slowing down, that's not true here in Wisconsin. Now, we've seen aggressive growth. About half of our new jobs in the private sector are coming in manufacturing. The only challenge for us was in May, we had rapid growth in January, February, March, and April. We started to slow a little bit, still growing, started to slow down a little bit. Most economists have said it's not because of Wisconsin. We're still overperforming from around the Midwest and around the country. We still have a lower unemployment rate than the national rate. But what our challenge is dealing with the burden of the national economy. And so we need to be even more aggressive, take even more steps than what we did in the first 4 or 5 weeks we were in session together to try and make this a more job-friendly. You know, I said it's great to say you're open for business, but you got to prove it. You got to prove it each and every day. And so what we're doing is going beyond just the tort reform, the regulatory reform, the tax reductions for job creators, the changes when it comes to affordable health care options. All those things were great early on. And they sent a clear and positive message that we indeed are open for business. But we got to keep doing it every day. We got to keep doing it every day. If we're going to compete globally, we've got to show that this is the best place in the world when it comes to not just cost, but overall when it comes to, you name it, taxes, regulations, litigation, health care, utility costs, on down the line. We've got to show that Wisconsin is the place to do business. And today, these two bills help us set the stage for that. One, as Steve alluded to, is really about saying for our motor carriers, again, which is one of our, we're proud to host some of the greatest motor carriers in the country right here in Wisconsin. But we need to make sure that when products are being moved, that the shippers share the responsibility for the products that they have, that they don't push that off to the motor carriers. We want to encourage public safety. We want to make sure that the shippers, where the products come from in the first place, understand that they've got to be shipping things and doing so in a safe fashion. Our motor carriers can handle it. We can move it effectively and efficiently here and around the country. But we need to make sure that we're not putting an undue burden when it comes to regulatory and litigation costs, Don. So this piece of legislation is one more step in the right way, and I want to thank Senator Mary Lazick and Representative John Nygren for their leadership on this piece of legislation. Changing gears for a minute, or flipping the switch, maybe is a more appropriate way with energy. The other component we're going to be signing in just a moment as well. Certainly we're pleased to have WPS here. That's an important element when it comes to utilities in northeastern Wisconsin, but really this is important for utilities across the state. Because even before signing this legislation, Wisconsin has a statutory requirement that between 2010 and 2015, there has to be an increase in the amount of renewable energy as part of our utilities, what are called renewable energy standards, a portfolio here in the state of Wisconsin. This allows utilities like WPS to use hydroelectric energy as one of those renewable sources. And to do so in a way of saying, you know, in the end, being green is not only about renewable, being green in the sense of being environmentally friendly, it's also to be sustainable, it has to be economically sustainable. And this gives us one more tool to have access to renewable energy in a way that is cost effective for our consumers and ultimately for our job creators here in the state of Wisconsin. We need to make sure, I've said repeatedly, to me, I'm all about being green, but I want to make sure that by doing things that are pro-green, we're saving green or making green for the job creators of the state. Signing this into law gives our utilities in the state of Wisconsin an ability to access hydroelectric energy as one more way to say we're going to bring in renewable energy into our portfolio. We're going to do it in the most cost-effective way so that employers, particularly manufacturers here in the state of Wisconsin, where it's not just the tax or the regulatory litigation burden, oftentimes it's the cost of things like power, will make a clear indicator as to where they're going to site. We give one more tool to allow it to be affordable here in the state of Wisconsin. That's one more tool to keep, grow, expand, and attract businesses, particularly manufacturers in the state of Wisconsin. So on both of these, I'm pleased. Both of them had bipartisan support. In this case, Senator Frank Lissay, and State Representative John Klinke, someone you're familiar with here, who knows it well, knows the power of making sure that both of them know, as do, again, members of both the Assembly and the Senate, Democrat and Republican alike, who voted for each of these measures, understand when it comes to job creation, it's about being aggressive to put more people to work here in the state of Wisconsin. So